I'm your number one fan.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
My mom and dad are me.
Hello.
Hi.
Happy Tuesday.
It's very abrupt. Usually you give it a minute.
No, not today.
Yeah. I like it. Happy Tuesday. If you celebrate, happy Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah.
That's when this episode comes out. So
there we go.
It's the holidays.
It sure is. Tomorrow Nosferatu comes out. Congrats to all who celebrate that as well.
Yes. Congrats to all the Christians and all the people who celebrate Nosferatu.
But no, really, a happy holiday season. We're in it now. We're in the thick of it.
We sure are. It's in the thick of it. By the time this comes out, I'll be done with my holiday celebrations.
So. Yeah. Yep. Fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we picked a good movie for it.
Yeah, it's totally by coincidence. I didn't do that on purpose at all.
Yeah. We're here to talk about Better Watch Out,
mm-hmm.
2016 film.
We are. But first, no news.
Boo.
We're newsless.
Boo news.
Boo news. We hate news.
Why do we keep doing it?
I'm just kidding. I don't hate news. It's just like, I hate trying to find news.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's okay. What are we doing instead?
Oh, we're gonna... So we watched a new movie every month this year. 12 movies that released in 2024. So we're gonna rank them.
Hooray.
We're gonna tell you guys what the best movies of 2024 are. That we watched. Calm down.
Yeah, that we watched.
We watched for the podcast, yes.
Yes.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, you want me to just, like, go?
Yeah, how should we do this? Should we both say, like, our 12s, 11s, 10s, 9s? Or should one of us go and then the other one go?
I think one of us should go and then the other one should go.
Great, you should go first then.
Hate that.
Well, you do the review, so.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, okay. All right. Number 12 should be unsurprising and I think is in line with yours. Night Swim.
Hot take, Kate.
That's not a hot take.
No, it's not at all.
Night Swim sucked.
Night Swim was really bad, yeah.
Yeah. Followed by Stop Motion. Surprisingly, that movie just didn't stick with me at all.
Yeah, that's all way down on your list.
Yeah, I mean, it had the mixed media thing, which was kind of cool, but that's about all that stuck out. So,
that's fair. It's been a long time since we saw it.
Yeah, that too. It deserves a rewatch. And speaking of rewatch, I would also rewatch Watchers, which is my number 10 horror movie of 2024. I think we were a little nitpicky. And we could watch
it
again.
You know what? I was thinking the same thing because it's on HBO Max. And I was like, man, I should rewatch this, right? Because I remember the atmosphere was so cool.
Yeah.
Like the vibe was good. And then I just thought about the second half and was like, no. We were right.
I think it's worth one more watch. I'm going to watch it one more time.
I respect it.
Thank you. Number 9, best horror movies of 2024 that we watched, Night Bitch.
Okay.
Has its place in the world.
Yeah.
But pretty low on the list.
Yeah.
Speak No Evil 2024.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it more than you did.
You did?
I think
almost everybody liked it more than I did.
Yeah. Yeah. I think separate of its counterpart, it is still a good film.
Mm.
Number 7, Cuckoo.
Okay.
Followed by or below, Long Legs at number 6.
Okay.
And then at number 5, Arcadian.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Nicolas Cage, very well known and respected for his middle of the list movies. So that's where he sits, Arcadian and Long Legs.
I will not tolerate National Treasure or Pig Slander. Thank you very much. Those are top of the list movies.
I haven't seen Pig, but you're right. National Treasure is a national treasure.
Pig is, I think, the best performance I've seen him do.
Really?
I think so.
Okay. I mean, everybody says I should watch it.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the one that's about him? It's like him playing himself, sort of.
Oh, no, I haven't seen it yet. I do have it on my watch list, but
it's my screensaver. Or not my screensaver, yes. My background. I'm like,
yeah.
And I don't even remember what it's called, but Dylan was like, we should watch that again.
It's like the immense weight of some talent, something.
Immense talent. The
immense.
The unbearable weight of.
Of immense massive talent. Mouse of talent.
The unbearable. The.
Leave us a comment about what that movie's called.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's that. Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
That sounds right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, number four.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Heretic.
Okay.
I really liked Heretic. And I think it was the wine and dine of it all. But you know what? If that's what it takes to get me to watch a movie and like it, then do it more. Okay, top three. At number three, I Saw the TV Glow.
Okay.
Excellent.
I'll take top three.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously, it's in the top three. I think you're going to be surprised by the next two. Number two.
Well, I'm not, because I'm looking at my list and I know which ones you haven't said.
Number two, Lisa Frankenstein. And number one, Smile 2. Fuck, Smile 2 slaps. It's a great movie.
I approve of the top three.
Thank you.
It's valid. We actually had more in common than I thought we would.
Oh, good.
Quite a few in the exact same placement.
Okay.
At number 12, I had long legs. No, I'm kidding. Can you imagine?
Jesus. It wasn't that bad.
It was obviously Night Swim.
Yeah.
Yeah, Night Swim was trash. Bad, 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 bad Blumhouse. Bad. Do not ever do that to us again.
No. And they will. And they just keep will. They will continue.
They just keep will. Every time. They just keep will.
They just keep will.
I hate them.
Damn it.
At number 11, Speak No Evil remake. I don't care about that movie. I'm sorry. I never want to watch it again.
Yeah.
There was no reason for it. No reason. No reason.
No.
At number 10, exactly where you had it, The Watchers.
Wow.
Again. Just the most exposition I've ever seen in a film. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. It was craziness.
And like, for what?
And for what?
It's like if if, what's that movie called? Quiet Place, they're like, don't talk. And then they just do.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. If he was like, shh, guys, we can't talk. As he's got his finger. That's what The Watchers was. Number nine, exactly where you had it, Night Bitch.
Night Bitch, yay. Okay.
Yeah, I thought Amy Adams was great. I mean, we just talked about this last episode. It wasn't for me, and it did make me want to read the book, though. I still have it on my list. I'm going to read it.
Good.
At number eight, I have Arcadian. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, it just didn't, there was too much lacking plot-wise for me.
Yeah,
had potential, fair. Didn't follow up on it.
It was just so pretty. Huh.
Fair. At number seven, another movie that was beautifully shot, but just didn't plot-wise do it for me, was Cuckoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love Hunter Schafer in it. She was fantastic. It's just, last act, not good.
Yeah.
At number six, I actually had Stop Motion.
Okay.
I feel like I remember it a lot more than you.
Yeah.
But I remember enjoying it. I really liked the stop motion. I just remember I wish there was more of that. Mm-hmm. But that's another one that I would like to give a rewatch to.
Okay.
And number five, I have Long Legs. As much as I shit talked it, it was not a bad movie. And I said that in our episode. I know. I was surprised that I put it higher than you. Yeah. To be fair, it's not even in my top 10 of overall movies that I've seen this year, but but I think it's like top 15. So that's fair. Out of, I want to say I have like 50 movies that I've seen.
Damn.
Yeah. There's a couple more I want to get to. at number four, Heretic.
Hooray.
Yes. I know. Yeah. Our top four, all the same movies. A little bit different order. But
yeah.
Heretic, Yeah, I enjoyed it. We'll always refer to pre-basement, post-basement, but, you know, it'd be like that. And number three, this is so funny. We just, do you want to guess?
I think three is Smile, two. Two is Lisa Frankenstein. One is I Saw TV Glow.
We just switched our one and two. Yeah.
Backwards. It's backwards.
Yeah. Yeah. Three is Smile, two for me. Two is Lisa Frankenstein. And number one is I Saw the TV Glow. And that is my number one out of all 50 that I've watched.
Yep.
I really didn't think so. When we watched that back in May, I really thought there were so many movies that were so highly anticipated. I did not think that it would stay number one.
We haven't seen Nosferatu yet.
That's true. Supposedly that movie looks like it's going to fuck, so I'm excited.
I hope it's not one of those marketing things like Long Legs.
Yeah. I'll DVD. Give it to it, though. Long Legs had amazing marketing.
It did.
The hype was real.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the interview with... Oh, wait. I think you sent me the interview where Bill Skarsgård was talking about how the interviewer asked him if he knew that a lot of people's first introduction to Nosferatu was through SpongeBob.
Yes. No, it was Nicholas Holt.
Oh, it was Nicholas Holt. Yes. Yes, you're right. You're right. Yes.
Yes.
He's like, I didn't know that, but that's great.
Nosferatu. And he's just flicking the lights.
Yep. I mean, that was my first introduction.
Same.
100%. I was like, who's this weird little guy?
Love him.
And now we're getting a Nicholas Holt, Bill Skarsgård movie.
Yay.
How exciting.
Well, should we talk about Better Watch Out?
Yes, we should. Let's get into it.
Better Watch Out is a 2016 Christmas psychological horror film directed by Chris Peckover, and it's co-written by both Peckover and Zach Kahn. It stars Olivia DeJonge as Ashley, who is babysitting 12-year-old Luke, played by Levi Miller. After unsuccessfully trying to impress Ashley by staging a home invasion, Luke goes on a murderous rampage in all of his adolescent angst. The movie made, from what I can tell, less than $200,000 on a $3 million budget. Despite generally favorable reviews, it currently has a 6.5 out of 10 on IMDb and an 89% critics and 64% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes.
I like that little R roll.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, that's fun. I can't do that. So I get jealous when people can do it.
Sorry, I'll stop doing that and I won't whistle either.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I think it was just released to like at home video, so it didn't even go to theaters.
Oh, that's why.
So yeah.
It didn't have a box office.
No box office, just went to streaming, I think. So definitely explains it.
It wasn't Shudder. Or was it Shudder?
I saw
a Shudder interview about it, and it said like Shudder original, but I didn't know if it was the interview was Shudder original or the movie was a Shudder original.
I don't think it was a Shudder original.
Okay. It's on Tubi, not Shudder.
Yeah. It looks like the North American distribution rights were acquired by Wellgo USA. I don't know who, I'm sure it's just a distribution company and they sell it to streaming sites, so.
Couldn't tell.
I don't know.
Well, 'tis the Christmas season. Hopefully they're getting some money out of their streaming deal right now.
Yeah, I think this is the time people are watching this movie, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It opened almost like every movie made in 2024, almost, where they get into a car accident when hitting an animal.
I still want to make a montage of every early car accident scene in a horror movie.
So
it's just almost all of them. Yeah, it's boundless.
Yes. If we make a horror movie, we promise to also do that.
Yeah, we would never stray from the formula.
No. God, no.
No. You mentioned the budget. It was originally not going to have that budget because they were going to film it in South Carolina for $500,000.
Oh.
That was their U.S. budget that they were offered. And then Peckover said that one of his friends in the producing business basically said, you can get way more money to do it in Australia. We can offer $3 million here. And Peckover's mom is Australian, so he has like dual citizenship, so he was able to just work over there. So yeah, he also said the Australian government pays back 40 cents for every dollar you spend when you're making a movie. But in return, I guess they like push to have most of the actors be Australian in the film.
Oh.
Which is why only two of the main cast are not from Australia, which is the parents.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of Australians in this movie.
So many. And I never would have guessed any of them were Australian.
Yeah, their accents were really good. Mm-hmm. Especially for kids.
Right? Yeah. I mean, the acting overall was very good for children.
Yeah. I didn't have any qualms with it.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no, never would have known. Mm-hmm. They've also filmed it in January, which is Australia's summer.
Yep.
So they had to really bump up the Christmas factor one way or another, which I've always, I mean, I know because I have a couple Australian friends, but I've always been like, is Christmas really like the same, you know, without the vibe, the snowy?
I mean, I would love to be able to speak on it living in Southern California, but I haven't really fully celebrated a Christmas with my family here. So I think that that also makes a difference. But I will say when I first moved out, I was working retail, so I never got to go back for Christmas, and it did not feel like it. Even having a little celebration with my roommate at the time, like it never really felt the same. But I will be in, I'll be in LA for Christmas this year, so I'll let you know.
Thanks. I mean, I should be the authority on it. I live in Phoenix.
Yeah, that's actually really true. Does it feel like that?
But, I mean, here it still does because it's still, I mean, it gets a little chilly. You get to wear, like, jackets and stuff and, you know, you, hot chocolate, you know, the cold. I think the cold of it all. And, like, what?
Yeah.
But in Australia, like, everybody's going surfing.
Yeah, it's summer. It's not just temperate.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun, though.
Very. And more on that, the whole house, the backyard and everything was built on a soundstage. What? And then the snow they made out of gelatin and paper.
Oh.
Yep. And they said the crew, like their shoes were constantly just tracking paper because they had to keep going in and out.
Yeah.
So keeping everything clean was really hard. And they also said it was dead of summer and they could only afford 2 hours of air conditioning per day. So that sounds terrible, especially since they're filming a movie set in winter where everyone's wearing winter coats and sweaters and stuff.
Yeah.
Oof. Not fun.
Yikes. I mean, I guess being sweaty kind of added to the vibe of it all, I guess.
Yeah.
Didn't, like, harm the film.
No. You couldn't really tell.
Yeah.
I wouldn't watch this movie and be like, wow, this was definitely filmed in Australia in the summer.
Yeah, right. No, so true. Another like very small set design thing that I guess Chris Peckover was really frustrated by was how high the door handles were.
Oh.
He mentioned that they were very high, 4'9" high door handles of an older Australian home. Like, that's apparently older Australian homes that had really high door handles. I just measured mine with my cute little hermit crab measuring tape.
Love.
And it's only 36 inches high. So, like, that's a really fucking high. Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't mean to kind of beat a dead horse about the high doorknobs. But to your point, they built the fucking set. So why?
I mean, they built it in Australia. So maybe the people building it were just like, oh, yeah, Australian doorknobs are high.
But older Australian homes had that. Current Australian homes have 1,100 millimeter high, which is like 42 inches.
I don't know. You'd have to ask the set designers.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's a weird choice. But
yeah, and crazy for him to have been so frustrated by it that it made the facts list on IMDb.
True. And crazy that I didn't notice.
Yeah.
Watching the movie. Would not have noticed that the doorknobs were high at all.
No.
Didn't even think about it. Didn't cross my mind once.
Yeah. Chris Peckover, this sounds like a you problem.
Chris Peckover, why does this bother you so much?
Get it together. One more thing on the budget.
Mm-hmm.
the spiders were real spiders.
Yes, they were.
So supposedly Olivia De Jong is terrified of spiders. And Chris Peckover was telling her about how, yeah, we're probably going to have to cut the attic scene because it's going to be so expensive. He didn't give out a number or anything, but it's going to be so expensive to do the CGI of these spiders and make it look good and realistic. And Olivia was just like, oh, let's just use real spiders. It's fine. I can do it. And they did. She was so ready to save the production that money that she took one for the team and did the spiders live, real spiders.
I respect it. I don't know if I'm strong enough. I would try.
Yeah, it wouldn't bother me.
Yeah, I know. They were huntsman spiders, too.
Oh, cute.
That actually might make me a little bit more inclined, because I know that they're not mean.
Correct.
Yeah, everybody always says, you know, oh, they're more scared of you than you are of them. I don't think that that's true with most spiders.
Yeah.
Probably true with huntsmans. I've heard that they're very skittish.
Poor huntsman spiders.
Yeah.
They have a very strong name.
Yeah. It sounds scary.
Yeah. I want to know how much it would cost.
The CGI?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really know the ranges for that, especially in 2016.
Oh, yeah. Well, Chris, tell us in the comments below.
Chris, we know you're listening. Yeah. Let us know in the comments.
Anyway, I cut you off. What were you going to say?
I have no idea.
I watched this.
Oh, you watched this in Discord.
I did. With a friend.
And I went through the chat afterwards because I missed it. Because I just wanted to see the vibe.
Yeah.
And I saw that you were very happy he did not kill the spider and that he took it outside instead.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good of him.
Yeah.
The one thing he did right.
If there's one thing about Luke, it's he's just a great guy.
Oh, God.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
It definitely made his character a little bit more likable to me because I'm the first person to take a spider outside.
I think first watch, yes. Second watch, I was like, this little psycho would just kill it.
Yeah.
Very out of character.
Well, I mean, I think it makes sense that he would kill the hamster but keep the spider, right?
Maybe.
I really couldn't decide whether I was rooting for him or not.
Uh-oh. That's concerning.
Well, I mean, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I wasn't going to address that. I did see you say that in the chat for the film, and I was like, Katie, come on now.
Well, sometimes you root for the killer.
Yeah, not when he's a fucking incel. Little weirdo creep.
Yeah, he is kind of a weirdo
creep. I hated everything about this kid.
Yeah. I mean, to be clear, by the end, when Ashley woke up and flipped him off, I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Very much so.
But there was some whiplash.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
All right.
He's just a baby.
Well, fuck dumb kids, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Children are kind of scary.
Absolutely. This has nothing to do, well, it does, but in one of the interviews I was reading about this, someone said, oh, this was refreshing to see evil kids, but not have it be the typical tropes of possessed or British.
What?
I don't know. I thought it was such a funny way to phrase the question. Evil kids are either possessed or British.
In what films are evil kids British? What the hell?
I don't know. I can't think of an example, but it really made me laugh. And I don't remember anything else. I don't even remember what Chris Peckover said in the interview to that, but I just thought that was really funny. And you just reminded me of it.
That is funny. Wow.
Yeah.
An Australian kid. What a concept.
Yeah. An Australian pretending to be American. Deep. There's
Not sure
layers
why
to this.
I want to do that. But no, I do think that a kid, we don't see a lot of kid killers.
Yeah, they're typically not, they typically are possessed, right? They're not usually just straight up psychopaths.
Yeah. only other one I can think of is Michael Myers. He was a kid.
That's true. He was a child when he murdered Judith. Yeah. But he's also kind of got like supernatural.
Yeah.
I guess not in the original, but now I feel like Michael Myers is more of an entity.
Correct. A shape, if you will.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. People keep calling this movie a home invasion movie.
I think that this is one of, I won't say very few, but I do think that the twist in this has been kept pretty under wraps. Like, people are pretty good about not spoiling it.
Yeah.
Which I kind of respect. Except so I think us. That's why people, well, yeah, sorry, don't.
Yeah.
I mean, don't listen to a podcast that goes in-depth about movies if they watch if you don't want to know the plot. But, but yeah, I think people have really tried to kind of keep it under wraps because that's, you know, the key part of this.
Yeah.
Got to market it as a home invasion if you want to keep the twist alive.
So true. I didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not a home invasion movie.
It's not. Although Garrett does still invade the home.
He pretends to invade the home.
That's true. The home is invaded by misogyny.
Yeah.
By toxic masculinity.
Yeah, hormone and stuff. Yeah, testosterone.
Yeah.
Ugh, gross.
Oh, yeah, he sucks.
But in his, one thing, his voice cracking.
Mm-hmm.
Chef's kiss. I know he wasn't doing it on purpose, which is almost funnier. But it was very good.
He actually, Peckover talked about that in one of the interviews I read, where I guess he had just turned 13 when they started filming.
Mm-hmm.
And he had grown like 3 inches. He's like, whoa, wait, you're getting tall. And his voice was like just stopping the cracking.
Oh, no.
So he was like, no, we got to film this quick. We got to hold on to that. We really like that.
Yeah. The scene after he throws the paint can and is running down the stairs talking about how the guy's head exploded. Oh, my God. He's like 15 different octaves. It's great.
There were a couple changes in the process of making this movie.
Okay.
One, the title changed. It was originally called Safe Neighborhood. That was scrapped because, I guess, Josh Olson, who made the trailers for the horror movie Don't Breathe,
mm-hmm.
went to an early screening, and he talked to Chris Peckover and was like, you got to change it. You have to change the name. It's going to be way more marketable if you go for a more Christmas-themed name.
Okay.
So changed that. And then also, when Peckover helped write the script, because Khan had already written the script, it was brought to Peckover, and then Peckover was like, I want to do some rewrites.
Okay.
And so he changed when the twist happened. So the twist was always there, but he moved it up. It wasn't going to happen until like an hour into the movie.
Oh.
And so he was like, no, we want to move that way up, because he just thought everything that was happening after was way more interesting. And then Garrett wasn't in the original script. They added him.
Oh.
Yeah.
He was kind of fun.
Yeah, little Garrett, you know?
Yeah. I hate most people named Garrett, but he was kind of likable.
Yeah, I don't know if I've met a Garrett in real life that I liked, but... I didn't find him likable. I felt like he was a good, almost... foil to Luke.
Yeah.
Because it was like Luke is kind of, to me, the just blatantly misogynistic incel type kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then Garrett is more of like the nice guy, right? Like that kind of a portrayal where he'll go along with it, but, you know, he feels bad.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not a sociopath.
Yeah, but he'll still condone the sociopath's actions.
Correct.
He won't stop it, you know?
Yeah, he's just a little teenage boy.
He's a little turd.
Yeah. I was sad that he died, though.
Yeah. Eh.
Of all the people that died, he probably made me the saddest.
Really?
Well, there were only 3 of them, so.
Yeah, I thought Ricky's was the saddest.
The paint can?
Well, not the death itself, but... but he was the... only man in the movie I liked. So.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. At least he was like, oh, you got to get out. You got to run. He was right. trying to protect her.
Yeah, like at the end he was, and also the way he shows up and just won't take no for an answer. He's like, no, I'm going to find her. They're like, she's on her period. She's got diarrhea. And he's like, I don't care. Where is she? Yeah. And like, and then just tells her, you know, I get why you have to move, move. If you can get free, just leave me. And she should have. I don't know. Ricky seemed like at the, in the end, the only actual nice guy in the movie.
Yeah. A little redeemable. That's fair.
Yeah.
One thing I've talked about wanting to do on the podcast is like get like a science person and have them decide whether or not, kind of like a little mini Mythbusters, decide whether or not stuff's possible. And I would really like to know if throwing a paint can at somebody's face like that would kill them.
I think with enough force.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Does a 12-year-old have enough force to throw a paint can hard enough to kill someone?
Yeah.
Find out next episode on Killer Cuties Podcast.
Yeah, not next
not next.
At some one point. Day, maybe. That would be really fun.
Yeah, like Bill Nye see. Or somebody.
Yeah, Bill Nye, if you're listening, email us and we will set up a time.
Hey, big dreams, man. We got to have big dreams.
True. It would be fun to see what horror movie deaths are like plausible.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good segue to talk about Home Alone. Have you seen Home Alone?
You know what? I have.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, because I haven't. I was more of like a Grinch Christmas Story kind of girl, you know? I never watched Home Alone. But funny story, my cousin is obsessed with that movie. And when does this come out, the 24th? Well, she doesn't listen. And neither does her 5-year-old daughter. They're getting a dog named Kevin so that they can yell at it. Kevin! I know a lot about the movie. I just haven't seen it.
Why don't you write a list down of the movies you have seen outside of this podcast? Because I feel like that's going to cover a lot.
I've seen a lot shorter of movies. List. I've seen so many.
I don't believe you've seen any movie that doesn't have a sci-fi aspect to it.
I have.
That's where I'm at right now.
Pearl Harbor? There's one.
All right. Sci-fi or history? You haven't seen any movie.
Legally Blonde.
Because I made you.
Shrek. I have Shrek tattooed on my body.
Shrek is an excellent film. If you have to watch one movie, it should be Shrek.
Yeah. Yeah. That should be everybody's introduction to film.
Well, Shrek also makes references, though, so I don't know if that should be...
That's true.
Anyways, do you want to talk about why Home Alone matters to this movie?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not sure I'm the most qualified to talk about it, but I will. Because I did watch the scenes that it's talking about.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Great. I did, yeah. I looked it up on YouTube. There was actually a video comparing the two scenes. In Home Alone, for the one probably or two other people in the world that haven't watched it, they do there's a paint can scene where the killers are coming up the stairs and Kevin throws a paint can on a string at them and it knocks them back. And
yes,
it's funny. In this film, he does the same thing. He throws the paint can, but it murders a guy.
It does.
It was a very, very clear reference to Home Alone that even I understood having not seen the movie.
Mm. And?
Oh, the Florida thing?
Yeah.
Yes. You can tell that one.
Oh, Luke just makes a reference. He says that their neighbors are in Florida, and that is also a joke in Home Alone. Well, I don't know if it's a joke. It's just like why Kevin can't get help. But
yes, yeah, because the neighbors are. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, not necessarily a joke, but just the circumstances.
Yes. There was also a call to Clockwork Orange.
There was, yeah, the little dance.
A little dancey. I also haven't seen Clockwork Orange, but I know of it. And I knew the dance to which they were referencing, which is all that matters.
Great.
The Clockwork Orange is not for everyone.
That is
You can't
very
blame
true.
Me for not seeing that one. Home Alone is at least
Home
for
Alone's
everyone.
For everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Clockwork Orange is a bit more mature.
Less so for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, another thing.
Yeah.
The ex-boyfriend.
Jeremy.
Jeremy is dressed like the meme Scumbag Steve.
He is a little bit, yeah.
He's got the backwards, like, knockoff Louis Vuitton hat.
Mm-hmm.
funny.
Yeah, I thought that was nice. You really understood who he was right off the bat.
Yeah.
Isn't that guy in Stranger Things?
Scumbag Steve?
No. The
oh, Jeremy, the actor
who the plays man
Jeremy?
Who played Jeremy. Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah. Doc, how do you say his name? Dacre? Montgomery? Yes, he is. He plays Billy in Stranger Things. That was after I stopped watching it, but
yeah.
But it looks like he's got a mullet.
Yeah, I think people kind of go hard for literally Billy.
Oh, I thought he was the one everybody hated.
Oh, maybe I don't
people
know.
Like Eddie.
Oh, Eddie, yeah, you're
Eddie
right.
Eddie is the one that he also has a mullet, I think. But
yeah, I mean it's the 80s.
Yeah, Eddie's the one that like his fans are on it.
Yeah,
but I think Billy sucks.
Well, I simply don't remember.
I didn't watch that far, so I don't know. Yeah. But what I've gotten on the line is that I think we hate Billy, and
but
Eddie's
like
cool.
Eddie. Okay. Is Eddie the one that sings Chrissy Wakes Up? Chrissy Wake Up? Chrissy Wake Up!
Well, he's
not
singing. Yeah, I think he's the one that says that.
Okay.
I think
he has like a redemption arc. I think we hate him at the beginning.
Eddie?
I think so.
Oh. I guess the love for him is just so overwhelming. I've only ever seen positive things.
Yeah, I could be wrong.
Someone who's really seen Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will once it's allowed. They're waiting 9 years to release the last season.
Yeah. God. They're all going to look like adults.
11's fucking 80.
Yeah. What did we say in real life? She's only like 21 or something.
Yeah. They're still young. But...
She's young.
Anyways, if you've seen Stranger Things, please let us know if Billy or Eddie sucks, or if they both suck, or if one's cool and then becomes bad, or if one's bad and then becomes cool. You let us know in the comments. And
just
then
spoil the whole
we'll...
show.
Yeah, actually, can you just get me up to date and then I'll watch the newest season?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks.
I don't want to watch the newest season.
See,
I don't want to watch anything with Noah Schnapp. Hopefully they kill his character off, right?
Well, then he'd be a martyr. We don't want that.
But yeah, but we don't want him to get, you know, paid.
Yeah. I mean,
pay him for one episode, kill him off, and then hopefully he fades into oblivion.
Well, I wouldn't hold your breath, unfortunately.
Hate that.
Yeah.
Nobody likes that little bowl cut fuck, right?
I don't know. I mean, he was just a kid at the beginning.
Yeah,
now
he's
an adult with opinions. Terrible ones.
Bad opinions. Terrible. Yeah, he sucks. Anyways, back to this thing. Since we haven't even seen Stranger Things.
Yeah.
At the beginning, when the parents are talking, it's Virginia Madsen and Patrick Warburton play the parents.
Which is what you said the first time.
That's what I said. I said Warburt, and then I stopped, and then I went back. Because it's Warburton.
Oh, I heard Warburton both times.
Oh.
Yikes.
I thought I said Warburton. Just incorrect. Anyways, they improvised the whole little ornament scene and the box of miscellaneous kitschy ornaments is apparently actually Patrick Warburton's.
Oh, why did he have
brought
that with
them?
Him? Oh, okay. Well,
he was excited about the Christmas-themed movie, so he brought his ornaments and pitched the idea to Virginia Madsen, and she liked it. So
cute.
Yeah.
Honestly, a criminal underutilization of Patrick Warburton.
Truly.
Yeah.
He's really just in that scene, and then kind of a little bit at the end, but
yeah, he's a national treasure.
Truly, truly.
Yeah.
Another thing I liked that Peckover said was that it was really important to him that Ashley was never like crying and begging to get out of her situation.
Yeah.
That she was always kind of toe to toe or one step ahead of him. That was really important because he doesn't really like that trope where like that type of victimization that we see in women in films. So
sure.
And I liked that.
Yeah.
Cause I feel like sometimes you're even thinking like, girl, chill. Like he's too far gone, you know? Like, stop trying to pretend. Stop being his babysitter.
Yes.
Play a different route. But then by the end, I think you realize he was gonna, that was his plan all along. So she really didn't, no matter what angle she played, I don't think she could have gotten out of it.
Yeah.
But
no, I did appreciate her trying to strategically get herself out as opposed to just being like a damsel in distress kind of trope. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I did like that as well. Which was interesting. I found a lot of discussions on Letterboxd about, like, people think this movie's really misogynistic.
Oh.
And I really only saw the conversation on Letterboxd.
Hmm.
And it was really interesting to me. I never want to, like, tell people, like, if you, that's how you read it, that's how you read it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't read it that way. Like, obviously, yes, the main character is very misogynistic.
Yes.
But he's the bad guy.
Correct.
So. I at no point felt like the movie was condoning anything that he was doing or saying.
No.
So, I don't know.
Interesting. Very interesting.
I know. I was kind of like, wait, what?
And you have
the same movie?
You have the boyfriend. You have Ricky kind of coming to his senses and being like, yeah, you need to go and do your own thing. And, you know, mm-hmm. It's okay for you to move. And you're so smart. And
yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, they're 13-year-old boys. They're going to say
yeah,
mean,
I don't know
misogynistic
if
things.
I think there's kind of a trend, too, of if something's in a movie that's bad, a lot of people are like, I don't like that because it's bad.
Yeah.
But it's like, you can't just not put bad things in movies ever. You right. just have to not condone them when you're doing it.
Correct. It's like this is going to annoy the shit out of you. There's the new Taylor Swift song where she's like, she's trying to pick a decade that she would like to live in.
No.
And she's like, I want to live in this decade.
I do not agree with this at all.
But I understand. But she's like, I want to live in this decade, but there's fucking racist and I don't want any part of that. And then now the game's ruined.
No, that felt like a very, I didn't like that at all.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same exact concept. She's literally saying she doesn't agree with racism and people had a problem with it.
No, I have a problem with it. That's what I'm saying.
But why?
Because why? Why include that at all? It felt so much like virtue signaling. And like no one has ever romanticized the 1830s. Like that's not a thing. I don't know. Anyways, I'll send you a couple TikToks that I actually have saved of black women. I'll let them speak on it.
Okay.
Talking about why that was just not. It was very tone deaf. So I'm actually kind of on the opposite side of that one.
Interesting.
I would think it's more like if you watched The Ringer, which like, yeah, The Ringer probably does have some things that are not, didn't age well, but like there's the use of the R word. It's basically about, yeah, Johnny Knoxville pretending to be disabled to get into the like Special Olympics.
Okay.
But like there's the use of the R word, but they put it in there so that Johnny Knoxville, who was at the height of Jackass, could say in the movie, that is not a word that you say. They did that purposefully. Because they wanted Johnny Knoxville's fans, who were young men, to see him saying, do not say that word.
Right.
So I think that's kind of like the whole difference is just putting it in or putting it in to be like, hey, this is not what we do, you know?
Yeah. 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 But to your point, I mean, murder is bad, but for whatever reason, it's okay to be in a movie. Like lots of bad things are in movies.
Right, and no one ever thinks, oh, this movie's condoning murder.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's probably a couple that are, but this isn't one of them.
Yeah. Oh, I still liked, we haven't watched it on the podcast yet, so you probably haven't seen it, but Olivia De Jong and Ed Oxenbold, who plays Garrett, they star together as siblings in another movie called The Visit.
Oh, is that a home invasion?
No, it's an M. Night Shyamalan found footage film.
Oh.
I know.
That
right?
sounds kind of fun. Let's just bump
siblings.
That up on the schedule.
I'll see what I can do.
It's currently slated for like 2029, but.
Yeah, yeah. Not true. I haven't even made 2026 yet.
Yes, you have.
I've made 2025.
Oh, right. Got it.
Yeah, girl. You don't push us a year ahead.
Yeah, yeah. I was just literally looking at the 2025 schedule. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I literally just looked at it. But that's 2025. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I definitely did do the 2025. It's December. Of course I had to.
Yeah, of course.
Things will change.
I mean,
sure.
You don't have to make it that far in advance.
No, I don't, but I like to get organized.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, yeah. Yep.
It's much easier to switch things out than to create a whole schedule.
Yeah.
Little casting fun facts. One, Selena Gomez was apparently interested in the role of Ashley.
Cute.
I don't know if she ever auditioned or anything. It just said she was interested, but then opted to focus on music instead because she was having her revival tour. So she did that instead. And then also, Ed Oxenbould, who plays Garrett, he was originally being considered for the role of Luke.
Oh.
Yeah, but he was, like, not really sure about playing him because he's so intense.
Yeah.
And so when the opportunity for Garrett came around, he was like, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. Cute. He was perfect for it.
Yeah,
he very, played like, that. Nerdy, clunky teenager.
Yeah, I feel like the casting turned out well.
Yeah. I couldn't – I saw two things in the Luke, two other characters, just by the, like, the vibe that he was giving off. One, okay. Not the vibe, but, like, literally how he looks. Kurt Hummel, sorry, and and young Sheldon.
Oh, okay.
Right, though?
I've never seen young Sheldon.
Well, look him up real quick. Just like
I've never seen Big Bang Theory.
You're not missing much. I mean, it's kind of silly, and the characters are likable, but...
I just think... I mean, I get it, because you can't make a TV show about geniuses and have them only talk about, like, high-level stuff, because then it's not for the masses.
Correct.
But I do think that when my high school calculus teacher showed us clips of The Big Bang Theory, because we would get it, it's pretty lowbrow.
Yeah. Also, the trope of, like, Penny being... the comedic relief because she doesn't understand the highbrow stuff. Like, nobody needs to understand whatever they were talking about in Big Bang Theory. Like, that's not – the people who need to understand it do, and that's good. You don't need to bring in, like, a woman, a blonde woman, and, like, she is – you know what I mean? The butt of the joke always because she doesn't understand – like, I don't know. It just, anyway.
I will say I have seen things – I haven't watched the show, so I can't really, like, say this for sure. But I have seen people talk about it. And apparently that's why some of the other characters were brought in later, like the other two women that are geniuses, like they were brought in because they didn't like that they had done that.
Yes.
They had like the one woman be blonde and stupid. Yep. So I do think they tried to kind of course correct that later on.
But. Yes. And the two other women I love, they're like two of my favorite characters.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I have seen the whole thing.
Oh, great.
But it's like, but anyway.
And all of young Sheldon?
I have not seen young Sheldon.
Oh, okay. No. You seem like a Sheldon girl.
Thanks. In what way do you mean? Please elaborate. What do you mean? For what reason? Is it autism, Cassidy?
I genuinely just said it as a joke, but you reacted. Just killed me. God, your neck snapped. Holy shit, no.
Because you're not wrong. I mean, I see it. But no, I haven't seen young Sheldon.
I haven't seen the show, Katie. I don't even. Oh my God.
Oh. Oh, God. Anyway, but doesn't that kid have, like, the reminiscence of this kid?
Yes. Thing? I get the vibe aspect that you're talking about. Yeah.
They all kind of have the same look about them.
Yeah.
Anyway. Should we rate it?
Yeah, I don't have any more fun facts, so.
Okay. All right. Well, how scary did you think it was?
I gave it a 1.
Okay.
I don't know. It didn't really have... scary vibes to me. I will say at the beginning when it was kind of like home invasion-y, it was a little bit like, ooh, what could be happening? You know, there's people outside. That's scary to me.
Yeah.
But it didn't really last.
Yeah.
So what about you?
Yeah, I also gave it a 1. Children are scary, but this didn't scare me. Home invasion doesn't scare me. I thought for sure you would have rated it like a 900 or something. It's like the only thing you find scary. So the fact that you even mentioned it, I was right.
I just don't want people coming into my home. I don't think that's too much to ask.
That's reasonable. Thank it's you. Not something to be like terrified of.
Yes, it is.
It doesn't happen like all the time or something.
Oh my God, Katie, it happens when you least expect it.
Okay. Not if your doors are locked.
But like, it does happen.
Yeah, it does.
You're scared of like a demon dragging you to hell, which has never happened.
Right, that's why it's scary, because what if it does?
It won't.
But what if it does?
It won't. It's never happened. Why now? Why this sperm? Like, it's not gonna happen. Months ago, you wouldn't have even gotten that joke.
I still don't get it.
Oh my God, Katie, did you even watch Legally Blonde?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I don't remember that joke.
Why now? Why this sperm? It's when she's in class and they're arguing about whether or not a sperm donor has rights to the child or whatever.
Yes, you're right.
I guess we'll have to watch it again.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm fine with it. I liked it fine. It was fine.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Great. How sexy did you think it was?
1 out of 5.
Yeah. Thank you. That's correct.
Yeah. It's children. And there wasn't even like a 90s vibe with all the Home Alone stuff. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also gave it 1 out of 5. There just wasn't a lot of like sexiness happening. It was just like predatory from a 12-year-old, which is disgusting. Creepy and scary.
Yes.
Yeah. So
disgusting.
1 out of 5.
How fucked up did you think it was?
I gave it 1.5.
Okay.
Because the idea of like this little kid like feeling her up and stuff when she's tied up is not cute. I did appreciate that they didn't show it though.
Yes.
I still don't think it necessarily had to be in there, but.
Yeah. I gave it 2.
I'm so sorry. What did
no,
you
that's
give
okay.
it?
Okay. I gave it 2. I mean, it's just a taste of my own medicine. I would never rescue. I didn't like that it was a child doing all of those things. I also thought that the like hanging scene was a little much and a little graphic.
You're right. Yeah, that was like pretty dark.
It was a lot. Yeah, it was.
Especially since they hadn't really shown much of else. Like, they don't show the paint can. They just show the reactions to it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely.
Yeah. It was a lot.
Yeah.
So I gave it 2.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
All right. Overall, what did you think of the holiday special? Better watch out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went back and forth. I flipped. It was fun watching with friends. It was a fun watch the one time. And I just don't think it holds its own enough.
Fair.
It's just not one I think I'll find myself wanting to rewatch, especially not on my own, maybe with friends who hadn't seen it. I think it has a fun twist that, you know, kind of in the way that The Mist had a fun twist where you want other people to experience it.
Yeah.
But it was just, it was unbelievable while also taking itself too seriously.
Oh, okay.
For me.
Yeah.
So I split it right down the middle. I gave it 2.5. Mm-hmm. I absolutely see what it was trying to do, sort of like answering the, like, what if Kevin McAllister was a murderer? But it just didn't really land for me. And now I need a Krampus palate cleanser.
Krampus. You know what's funny is I did see a Letterboxd review saying, wow, this was a palate cleanser because I've watched so many Krampus movies.
That's funny.
Very fair. I think that's a fair rating. I don't know. I think, this is one that I think is best watched for the first time or with people who haven't seen it before, because the twist is kind of the big draw point to it.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. I think it's a fun watch for the first time. Second time, it's kind of like, okay, really wish this kid would shut up. But but yeah, first time I watched it, I do remember being like, oh shit, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
So I gave it 3. I think it's fine. It's a fine little Christmas-themed horror movie. I think pulling it out every once in a while for a season for a friend or a family member who hasn't seen it would be fun.
Yeah.
But is it going to be in my regular rotation? No.
Correct.
Yeah. Did I say what I gave it?
3.
Oh, great. Okay. I was like, did I just yap and not ever say?
No, you did. You said three.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I mean, to your point, the kid's fucking annoying.
He's so, every time he opens his mouth, I'm like, stop.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's like being on Reddit.
Yeah. I really wanted like an Ashley redemption. I mean, there's a sequel, right? There's a, Mm-mm. No? Oh, I thought there was a sequel.
No sequel.
Mm. Too bad, because I really would have liked Ashley to come back and kick fuck the shit out of the kid. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think he got away with it, or do you think she tattled and it's over for him?
I think it's over for him. Yeah.
I mean, on the other hand, he did cover a lot of his tracks. It would take a lot mm-hmm. of convincing for the one woman at the scene to be believed, which is hard to do in today's judicial system.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
Yeah. I feel like the big thing that would have gone against him would be time of deaths. And she lived, so that doesn't work anymore.
Right.
Because they probably would have been able to figure out that she died after Jeremy, who he was pinning everything on.
Right.
But she lived, so that kind of throws out the one thing.
Yeah. And another thing is, I think that the hanging would have been hard to set up yourself.
Yeah.
And maybe call logs. Call logs would help potentially.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm in my head, he gets his comeuppance.
Good.
I think the system doesn't catch him. Ashley does.
Good.
I think she just fucking tears him apart. That's my canon. God.
Good.
Because that is another thing this movie's missing. When someone sucks this bad, I really just want to watch them die.
Yeah.
You're always rooting for like a crazy death for them.
Yes. Agreed.
Would you survive?
I don't know who I am in this film.
Okay.
So hard to say.
Who do you feel in your heart you are?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm not Ashley. Well, no. I mean, maybe. I mean, I don't know.
Are you Luke?
No.
Yeah.
But I'm not Garrett either.
Yeah.
I mean, die before my name is Garrett. So maybe that's the answer.
You die because you don't want to be anybody?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I'm a parent in real life, so maybe I'm Patrick Warburton. That'd be nice. But he was kind of a little creepy at the beginning. He was a little, like borderline, like, inappropriate, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe I'm the mom. I don't know.
I feel like you're trying to cop out.
I know.
You're in the situation, Katie.
Yeah, okay. So if I'm in the situation, odds are good I die.
Shit, okay.
Yeah, I mean, statistically, I'm either dead or in prison.
Okay.
So I think I die.
Because you killed someone?
Well, no, if I'm him, he's going to prison. If I'm anybody else, I'm dead or Ashley.
Okay.
And she should have died.
Well, I think it's, yeah, okay.
I'm dead.
Okay.
How about you?
No, I live.
Oh, okay.
I fully believe in my ability to kick a 12-year-old's ass. Okay. Also, when she was getting out of the chair and she had one arm left, I would have just freed that arm and ran.
Yeah.
I'm not going back. Sorry, I'm taking my boyfriend's advice and I'm leaving. I'm going to the nearest house I can. I am calling the 911. Mm-hmm. Game over.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I'm punching Garrett in the face. And I'm stabbing Luke.
Let's hope.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I believe in my ability to fight a 12-year-old.
Good. Okay, good. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. I just don't.
You don't.
Someone's waving a gun around. I just, yeah.
Well, yeah, but I think the key moment for me is when she, like, is getting herself free of the chair.
Yeah.
That would have been my moment to leave. So I'm not hanging around anymore. Yeah, I'm not the other two.
Yeah. Yeah.
The most likely character I would be is her, even though I've never been a babysitter in my life. But let's just say.
Yeah. I think that's reasonable. However, I don't think I have that like preservation to like just leave.
Mm.
Especially if like the boyfriend's Dylan.
Yeah.
My husband. I'm saving him.
Well,
I'm trying to.
She doesn't, so.
Yeah, she doesn't. Yeah. But on the other hand, this one's really hard for me. On the other hand, he Dylan could probably convince me to leave. Just like, go call 911. Just like, go. You know what I mean? I think I would listen to him. I just don't know.
I'm very much the type in horror movie type situations. If you can leave and get help, do it.
That's period. The best option. Yeah.
Like, that's always the best option.
Yeah.
It never works out when you stay. Always leave. And if I'm the boyfriend, I will not hold that against you.
Yeah.
You leave, I'm going to be happy for you. Like,
yeah. Or you're going to be dead. You can't.
Right. Like, exactly. Like, it's in my final moments, I will not be cursing you. I will be happy that you got out.
Yeah.
So if you're my friend and we're getting chased by a serial killer and they get me, leave.
Yeah.
Go get help. You'll either come back and save me or I'll be dead. It's a win-win. Let's go.
So true. So true. All right. Well.
Fun little holiday flick.
Yeah, once.
Yeah.
One time.
Yeah, the one time.
Yeah,
I will say, rewatching it, I was like, okay, yeah. I feel like I liked it much better the first time I watched it than on this rewatch. But
that's what I was trying to do. Is I was trying to get ahead of that. Like,
yeah,
it's not gonna be fun the second time. So I don't see myself ever rewatching it.
Yeah, I was gonna say the second time, as soon as they're like in their bedroom talking at the very beginning, I was like, you little fucking disgusting piece of shit.
Yeah. Yep.
But it was kind of fun to watch when you know how they're doing everything to see it afterwards. You know.
That's true, I guess.
Anyways, enough about that. Do you want to predict next week's film?
Yes.
Okay.
The Black Coat's Daughter.
Exactly. The Black Coat's Daughter.
Yep. Okay, so the Black Coat is a pirate.
Of course.
Obviously. He's exploring the seas looking for his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And he has this first mate that's like his like, they're not friends because they're perfect, like a pirate and a first mate, you know, they just have the relationship of pirate and first mate, and it's respect. There's a lot of respect there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't find out until the last act that, the Black Coat knew the entire time that the daughter was dead, and he was looking for the dead daughter because there is evidence to pin the killer on the daughter's body. And he also knows that the killer is the first mate.
Oh my God.
Yep. But the first mate doesn't know that the Black Coat's daughter is the person that he killed.
He thinks
that they're looking for a live daughter, so he has no reason to be worried. Yep. Killed him.
Oh, great. Okay.
That's what makes the movie a horror movie, is the murder.
Oh, just
of
the
one murder. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yep. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. Doesn't it sound fun?
That sounds good.
Thank
you. I'd watch that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'd watch that hard.
Fun. Yeah, I know. I know. It's just like third act, it all comes together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Good
you
payoff.
You see it all.
Good payoff, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That's fun.
Yeah.
No.
It's not even piratey.
Nope. Not one pirate.
Who's the Black Coat?
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
You can watch it.
Okay. All right. I'll watch it.
You can watch it and find out.
Good. I will.
I'll just tell you that it was written and directed by Osgood Perkins.
Again? God, I just can't get rid of this guy.
Again? We watched one movie from him.
Well, yeah, but he's... And he was in a movie that we watched, and he's in, what's it called? Legally Blonde, which we were just talking about. And, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was in Legally Blonde. Was he in a movie that we watched? Oh, he was in Nope, yeah.
Yeah, he was in Nope.
I forgot about that.
And he's doing The Monkey, which we're going to watch, at least talk about.
Yeah.
We might not do like a whole episode, but.
We're getting on the Perkins train.
Yeah.
It's been a good 5 months since we watched a movie from him. Well, not Nope. That was like a 5 second cameo. So we got to get it done. We watched Aster. We watched Peele. We're going to be watching Eggers. full
yeah.
full works. Time for him.
Okay, fine. Fine.
Fine. Twist my arm.
Yeah.
She says the girl who loved long legs.
It was, yeah, it was pretty good. It wasn't terrible.
Plus, it's winter. It takes place in winter. It's got winter vibes.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Good. Okay, good.
How'd you
good.
Do it?
Yeah. I forgot that we had decided that we were picking a winter movie.
Yeah, just like cold, you know? Cold mm-hmm. atmosphere.
Coat.
Exactly.
You gotta wear a coat.
That's it. It's about a coat mm-hmm. and its daughter.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll see you next week.
We will. We will see you next week for our last episode of the year. Thank you guys for listening.
Mm-hmm.
For 2 full years. Yeah. This is it. 2 full.
Crazy. I mean, it's not it.
Well.
But.
No.
The end of the second year. Yes. Yes. The 4th episode of season 5.
Exactly. That everyone keeps track of.
Yes.
Yeah, feel free to like and subscribe.
Please.
If you want us to go for another 2 years.
Please.
Please. Please. And as always, feel free to suggest any movies that you want us to watch in the new year.
Yeah. Old or new movies.
And yeah, old or new. Anything we haven't talked about, we'll do it. Just mm-hmm. let us know.
Yeah.
We've had one whole suggestion since we started and we did it. So true to our word so far.
P2.
P2.
Well, we also had Strangers. That was a suggestion.
Was it?
Yeah. You've talked to the person recently that suggested that to us. Not the Strangers. The Nicole Kidman movie?
That was The Others.
The Others. Sorry, The Others.
The Others. You're right. The Others was a suggestion. I feel like there was one that your husband made me put on the thing, too. But now I can't remember what it was.
Jaws.
No.
But we haven't watched it yet.
No, he didn't ask me to do that one. I almost think it was Silence of the Lambs.
Really?
Yeah, I'll have to go through our DMs and see what it was. I know he asked me to put one of them on, and I did. Anyways, we're just yapping now. But thank you guys for listening. Really appreciate it. I hope you have a very, very happy holiday season. Yes. Our last episode will come out on the last day of the year.
Wow.
But if you're busy and you don't listen to it that day because you got New Year's plans, totally understand. We'll see you in the new year.
Yeah, happy new year.
Happy new year. You'll hear us say that the next 3 episodes.
Yeah, at least.
At least.
Yeah, anyway.
All right, we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.